Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Haggai chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. Haggai chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. It says, then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message, I am with you, declares the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, on the second year of Darius the king. So what I want you to notice here is the order of things that are going on. God has been speaking to them about the fact that they have put their own personal lives ahead of their relationship with God. They've kind of put off the building of the temple or the fixing of the temple until after they've gotten their own personal situations taken care of. And God says, that's why things aren't working out so well for you. I'm controlling whether or not your crops work as well and your businesses go as well. He said, you need to put me first. And so they heard, God spoke, they heard, and then they obeyed. And then there's a third part. Then God empowered them to fully obey. I want you to hear that from today's passage. They heard the word of God through the prophet Haggai. They obeyed what God said and did what he said. And then he then empowered their obedience. And that's how the Bible shows us that it works with us. God doesn't force himself on anyone. We must choose. He speaks first. No one can come to him unless he draws them first. God's the one who actually begins the process of us coming to know him as Savior and also walking in obedience to him. He's continually drawing. He's continually pleading and seeking us out. But then we must respond in seeking him in return and in obedience to him. And when we hear him and we obey what he has said, the Bible then says he then empowers us to do great things. The things we do aren't by our own strength, they're by his strength and his grace. Paul understood this. That's why in Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 and 29, he said this. He said, him we proclaim, Jesus we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. Paul says, I'm working, but it's actually God and his power working through me. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 4, listen to how Peter puts it. 1 Peter 4, verses 10 and 11. Peter says this, As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Now, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Again, when we speak, they need to be God's words. When we serve, it's by the strength that God supplies. So in our passage for today, in our challenge for today from our passage, we see that God spoke through the prophet. He gave them the word of God. They heard it and they obeyed the voice of the Lord their God. And then God empowered them. Listen to what it says in verse 14. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. God spoke, they obeyed. He empowered their obedience. Folks, you and I have things that God wants us to do, and we need to humble ourselves and say, Lord, you're right, I'm wrong, and I need to do what you have me to do. And we then walk in obedience. But once we take that step of obedience, once we choose to obey, he then supernaturally takes over. The Bible's very clear that whatever we're going to be rewarded for after salvation wasn't done by us, but it was done by him. But he's waiting on us to act in obedience first, and then he'll empower it. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.